everybody out there on the internet, and welcome back to another week of the best little Horde House in Azeroth, a show we call Horde House for short. It's that show about all things World of Warcraft, but never too seriously. My name is Rob Roberts, and I'll be joining you over the next 15 minutes tonight with my co-host, the one and only Extifer.
Why did you laugh there?
Because it's kind of, like, compared to last week, I just know tonight's going to be a short show.
Yeah. You know, there was like a big burst of news, and then suddenly it's like nothing.
Well, after last week's big news drop, like, I don't blame Blizzard for not having a lot to say this week. Of course, until today, like, thank God we do our podcast on Thursday and not Wednesday, or we'd really have nothing to talk about. So, at least we have something to talk about tonight. But before we get to WoW, forget WoW for a minute. How are you, Extifer?
I'm doing great.
Yeah? What's new in the world of Extifer?
What's new? Just been working out every day and going to work every day and still playing games on my PS3 and I don't know.
Any new PlayStation 3 games in your life lately that you're really enjoying?
I think last week I said I was playing Hardcore Uprising, which is still pretty much the game I've been playing. But my brother-in-law is supposed to, you know how you can share games with like up to, I think it's like 6 different consoles?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So my brother-in-law is supposed to come over at some point and get some new games downloaded onto my PS3 so that I'll have other things to play. Because I'm kind of broke, so I don't have money to like spend on video games, even though I'd like to. I've been trying to watch the budget's tight, and I've been trying to watch it.
Well, what's your Warcraft hiatus up to right now? You've been on break for what, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
It's been about a month, I believe.
But you're still following everything. You're educated enough for the podcast.
Exactly.
Were you watching some of the stuff on any of the other MMOs to come out of Gamescom?
Very lightly. I did kind of keep up on the Old Republic, nothing has really sold me on it yet. But it's interesting to kind of keep up. I know that there's a lot of stuff going on with Guild Wars too, but I haven't really been paying attention.
You should go look some stuff up on that. That's the one that's got my eye. Like, I kind of saw it across the room sitting at the bar, and I was like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah. A lot of people are like that. Like, but I didn't really much like the first one, so I'm, you know, kind of indifferent.
What I love about the first one, though, sorry, what I love about the first one is that it's the perfect WoW hiatus game because you only have to buy Guild Wars once, and then you don't have to, pay for it monthly. So it's nice to kind of, you always have Guild Wars, if nothing else.
Right.
Whereas, the game is definitely different than WoW and has its own challenges. I think that what I'm seeing of Guild Wars 2 looks so hot. Like, I'm just, oh my gosh, it's clearly that the game's had, like, you know, 5 years to evolve, probably more than that, seven. It's amazing looking, so.
Yeah, I think that of course I will check it out, definitely. I haven't been watching any of the videos on it and stuff like that, but everybody's saying that it looks great. So
of course Phantasy Star Universe looked really awesome at first too, and then I was like, this just isn't PSO. Well, let's say hi to our guest tonight should be very familiar to you guys. Salacious Pop is back with us tonight. Hello, Salacious.
Hello.
Pop. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Sorry to make you sit through all our discussion on console games and MMOs, but since we brought the topic up, you know, I know you are sort of the anti-Extifer, whereas Extifer is on a break from WoW. You are still in your raiding guild 12 hours a week, right?
Yep.
But have you made flirty eyes with any other MMOs that you're interested in checking out coming up soon?
Not really. I have Guild Wars, but I actually uninstalled it off of Steam for hard drive space a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Just don't play it. So
you had to make room for more porn.
The Guild Wars Hela Edition was, you know how Steam has stuff where it's like a ton of shit for $3 and you're like, okay.
Right.
So that's how I got Guild Wars and I played it for a bit. I think it's a gorgeous game, but I never really found the appeal of it because I don't know anyone that's on it and I don't know how to get into a guild or whatever, so I don't know anyone, so I feel like very lonely.
Is Guild Wars 2 like supposed to be more of a traditional MMO, like, as opposed to like having your own instanced. That's what I didn't like about it, is the world is just instanced.
It seemed like there were much more huge world events going on.
Gotcha.
So we'll see. But anyway, we're not a Guild Wars podcast, yeah, but you know what? We'd be lying if we said we only ever play WoW. I mean, that's just not true for anyone, I think. So it's important.
There was some negative wank that came out about Old Republic MMO.
Oh, today. What's that?
They're allowing lore choices that allow you to romance certain NPCs, but they're all heterosexual. So, and they're kind of, they made a statement where, this came up once before on, I think, BioWare's forums a couple years ago, where, like, there are no gay people in Star Wars. Like, just drop it. This isn't a topic of conversation that the moderators are going to, you know, be okay with. And they're kind of doing the same thing again.
How is Salacious Pop's Skype connection all crappy when he's in the same house I am? That's somewhat amazing to me, but hopefully it'll get fixed.
Really bad? Should I reconnect?
Possibly. Let's drop you from the call and we'll reconnect with you. That's the amazing thing about doing a show kind of live while we're going. Mm-hmm. So, you're still there though, Extifer, right?
I am. I'm actually watching a Guild Wars 2 video.
Are you? What do you think?
I think it looks really nice.
It looks a little more action-y than a World of Warcraft does, huh? It's a little different.
Yeah.
You there? Salacious Pop?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. How do I sound?
You still sound a little robot-y to me, but I don't know. We'll just try to deal with it for a little bit.
I have 5 bars on my Skype.
That's weird. All right, whatever. It's just hooray for the internet. All right. Well, moving on. Let's talk about talk a little more Salacious Pop about what's going on with raiding, because you guys, you're sort of number one on the server, but maybe not right now. Like, it's contested.
We are tied with another guild for server first because they got some kills done on 10 man before we did on 25. So we're both 2 of 7 heroic with the same bosses, but because they got some of their regular kills first, technically they're ahead.
Gotcha.
But it's the same, you know, we've got Shanix and Ryloth down heroic, so we're tied as far as I care.
What? How have the heroic fights been so far?
Shanix is a lot of fun because the mechanic in regular, where if you get Shanix too low in health, the dogs enrage and they'll fuck up and wipe your raid. Like, if he hits 30% and the dogs aren't dead, that's bad. You have to watch his health. In heroic, that mechanic is removed entirely for something else, where every time they bite someone, Riplin gets like more haste and faster movement speed, and Rage Face, the other dog, does for each bite, he gets a stat which is like 10% more damage, so he'll start one-shotting people. And it's really about kiting them around and trapping the dogs and then getting the fuck away from them. Like, the entire raid has to just move 30 yards and let their stacks reset. But otherwise, you just DPS Shanix. You don't have to kill the dogs at all. And it's a really nice, it's almost, I don't want to say it's easier on heroic, but the fact that it feels like such a different fight is a refreshing feeling for heroic.
How are your officers kind of picking the order that you guys can do the heroic bosses? Because for those that haven't been in Firelands, you can kind of do the first 5 bosses in whatever order you want. I mean, most people do Shanix first because he patrols around the center, but and is, I guess, commonly accepted as the easiest. But in heroic, I guess that is the same case. He's considered the easiest in heroic. But how do your bosses, or how do your raid leaders kind of pick the order in what to do the other bosses? Like, why did you guys do Ryloth second?
My understanding is that on MMO Champ and a lot of the other more serious progression forums, guilds will reveal just, you know, their anecdotes about, well, we tackled these 3 bosses first, and we feel that this boss is easier, so you guys should kill him before any other. And just basically the community comparing notes, and then people actually looking at what kills are actually happening across all the servers, and this weird sort of heroic progression where all of the bosses are kind of out of order based on other guilds saying, hey, we killed Ryloth because compared to Beth-Lack, he is super easy. And I guess the guilds are like, all right, that's what we're going to do. So it's, you know, kind of, they just follow the leader.
So you're following in the footsteps of others.
Yes.
Yet you're still tied for first on server progression. I think that says a lot about the server we play on. All right.
We're working on Major Domo, who's the 6th boss, for our third kill, which makes no sense to me because this, I mean, he's the guy before Ragnaros. Mm-hmm. But apparently on a lot of the forums, you look and like, oh yeah, I guess they did some minor nerfs to him a couple weeks ago. And it's really execution based, but I guess they're saying that Major Domo is third on heroic progression kill.
Didn't that fight take you a while on normal?
It took us 2 or 3 nights work, which was about a week. Yeah.
Wow. So how do you feel about Firelands now that we're like a month out?
I like it. It's a lot of fun. I had something obnoxious happen to me, which I guess I'll go into during my week in Azeroth.
All right.
But, yeah.
Well, let's get into our weeks in Azeroth. So, Salacious Pop, why don't you start us off with Azeroth?
I'm playing my DK again. I'm doing the Firelands and Tol'Varrod dailies with him to help him make money. And I'm kind of debating on how geared I really want him to be, because he's mostly just a gathering alt. You know, he's mining and herbing, but at the same time, if I ever need to pinch hit for someone in the other guild who needs a DPS, I would like him to be able to be geared enough for him to go, because I really need to, you know, be raiding another night a week. So he's kind of in some patchwork 359s and 346s. I'm kind of just debating, do I want him to get all the 365 stuff from Firelands? Because it's a lot of work and it's kind of an expense, and he's supposed to be my moneymaker. So it's like, how much money do I want to spend on enchanting him?
Yeah, but it sounds like sometimes you want a druid vacation. Like, you want to just not play your druid for a night and do something else. That's the sense I get.
That is true. He's sort of my... Because a lot of times with my druid main, you know, she's the one that's the hardcore raider. She doesn't really have anything to do. So aside from, I log in a half hour before raid, I get my raid invite, I'm in Firelands for 4 hours, and I'm like, all right, she's being put to bed. I can't. I'm just, you know, I'm all Moonkin out. So in the raid, I'm third in line in my guild to get the legendary, the Dragonwrath staff, and I've never been a part of a legendary, you know, a chain before. And there's so much shit you have to do. And the weapon has 3 forms. There's a 378 version, and then a 391, and then I think a 398, and that's the final form of it, where it's actually called Dragonwrath, the final version of it. I am right at the point where if I can get this done, I will unlock the 378 version. And what I have to do, and Rob actually was watching over my shoulder when I was doing this, there for the first 4 bosses in Firelands, if you're on this quest, when different mechanics blow up, like the boss is doing, you know, the different stuff to you, you have to look for this mechanic, pick up like a crystal or a piece of like orb that only you can see as the person that's on this quest. So you have to dodge these mechanics, pick up 3 pieces, combine it, and then put it back on the ground for another mechanic. And then the boss, like with Shanix, it's when he throws his spear and he puts fire on the ground. You have to put the little crystal down right where he throws his spear and then pick it up. And if the raid wipes during this, you have to do it all over again. And if you one-shot the boss, you know, great for your guild because you get all that loot now. But the person that's on the legendary quest, if they don't get their stuff done, it's like, I have to wait till next week now. So that's sort of what happened with me on Alysrazor, the Firebird. She's the last one that I need. I have the other 3 bosses done. We killed the boss too fast where I couldn't get it to empower the thing I needed.
Oh.
That's an odd problem to have. Your guild is too good.
So, and then we're going to Anaheim next week. So I've already excused myself with the guild saying I'm not going to be raiding Tuesday and Wednesday. So not next week, but the week after I can finally get it.
Man, that sucks that Disneyland has to get in the way of your raiding schedule.
Yes, I know you're going to make that joke.
You have a rough life.
Yep.
Aren't you guys doing Disneyland like 5 weekends in a row or something?
No, it's some shit like that. That's me. I'm the one that's addicted to Disneyland. No, my last trip was Memorial Day. That's like a whole 3 months ago.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Memorial Day.
We're going Monday and Tuesday, and then we're going in almost exactly 1 month later.
But then that'll be like it for the year, except maybe Christmas, because I really want to go to Disney at Christmas.
Well, I can't blame... It's not like I can blame you. I mean, Disneyland is awesome.
Well, there's other places I want to go to, though. Not to distance myself too far from WoW, but, you know, since it is a slower news week, I need to get back to Seattle. I would love to get back to Canada. New York City. I have Orange Lounge Radio listeners in New York City that are like, when the hell are you coming back? Somebody told me, last time you were in New York City, you were in your 20s. And I'm like, I feel old.
I want to go to Canada.
Canada's super fun. I want to go... really bad to London and not London.
I've been to London and not London. You've heard several times.
I know. So I really badly want to go over there before I'm like super old. So we'll see.
That'd be so much fun to go with friends.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I would love to go again. And so, I mean, let's start.
Let's save money, Extifer. Okay, what we'll do, Extifer, to fund this trip? We're going to start a swear jar. And every time you say a naughty word, you have to put a quarter in the swear jar. And we'll have enough money to take complete tours of London and not London in like a week.
Or we could like ask Girls Gone WoW to fund our trip.
I'm sure Sil would let us stay at her house. Come on.
Oh, yeah, totally. And like, so
we could stay up and have a pillow fight and braid each other's hair or what's left of mine.
Have you seen my hair lately?
Her husband would love that.
Yeah, totally. Like, how would you like two gay guys to stay at your place? And by how would you like, I'm saying we're gonna stay at your place for like maybe a month.
All right, look, we could do the Uber podcast together in person. That would be fun.
Yeah, that would be.
All right, look, back to WoW.
Okay.
Or some semblance thereof. I don't even know how we got on this topic. Oh yeah, Anaheim getting in the way of your busy raid life. So Salacious Pop, what else is going on in your week? Anything exciting or just raid die?
That's really all I can think of. I'm just doing dailies again with my DK, and I'm on the legendary quest. That's really all my WoW has been.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, I ran you guys in a you guys saw the Baradin hold Ocuthar, the dog, the new tier 12 dude mm-hmm. that's in there.
Yeah, you played raid leader for a TB raid.
Yeah, so I actually got to lead the raid and explain the fight, and I hadn't been in that role for a while.
Did you like being drunk with power like that?
Yeah.
At least you're honest. Was there even a moment where you'd considered booting people from the raid?
Not at all.
I'm trying to get some dirt.
Well, it's like, you know, I like the sound of my own voice, and I like being a know-it-all, so being a raid leader is, like, the perfect place for me.
Is it just me, or was Ocuthar, like, kind of even easier to learn than that first guy? Whatever his name is, and Hold.
I can see how they're kind of equal, but if you think about it, there's actually one or two additional mechanics with the dog than there are with Argaloth.
Maybe just from the healer perspective, that felt easy. All you have to do is start like slowly run in a circle every time the little fire comes out. Like
raid damage is very minimal if you have a raid that knows what they're doing. Like literally the fire goes on the ground, you strafe out of it, and you AoE eyeballs. If your raid does that, there's all of the damage is on the tanks. So from a healer standpoint.
And we were really good at that. We were really good at that. Of course, it helped that you were on vent screaming, if you step in that fire again, I'm going to fucking come to your house. I'm going to kill you. I'm just kidding. He didn't say that.
I never said that.
It's fun to imagine you did.
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, then I'll move on to my week in Azeroth. I did some raiding as well. As you might know, if you've listened to previous weeks of the show, I've been on tier 11 raids, and our guild has been on the tier 11 raids. We're 12 of 12. We killed Alakir last week, and that was exciting.
Awesome.
So we're officially 12 of 12, and I have my Phoenix. So that's awesome.
No, wait, you're 12 of 13.
Well, we don't count Sinestra because we weren't working on heroics.
You're still 12 of 13.
Whatever. Well, now we're in this tricky position where do we go back and work on some of the heroics for LOLs, or do we work on Firelands? And
well, you gotta take into consideration if you do the heroics, then you still get better gear.
Well, if you let me finish.
Okay, whatever.
We chose to do Firelands because you get really good gear in there that can go back and make the heroic stuff easy too. Like, I know the heroics give upgrades, but Firelands gives even better ones. And we did go into Firelands last night. That was my first time ever in Firelands. Sadly, we didn't get 10 people for the raid. So we only had 9 at the raid. So there wasn't a whole lot we could do outside of trash, but we did 9-man all the trash. And the only stuff, like, we skipped the turtles, which are stupid. And I think there was one other we might have skipped, but we were able to pull most of the trash. And within a night's raid time, which is about 2 hours for us, we did we got like 2,000 out of 3,000 on the way to friendly. So if we do that one more time, we'll hit friendly for sure.
It's so crazy to me how easier it is to rep farm on 25. Like, I think the disconnect between if Blizzard prefers 25-man raids versus 10 is really... between that and the stuff that you have to do for the legendary, it's so much easier on 25.
Well, didn't you say that on and we're obviously we're doing a 9-man raid. Didn't you say that on 25 you were up to friendly by the time you got Shanix to come out or something?
We were almost that first night because we couldn't. His trash reset after 2 hours, so we wiped on Shanix. Then we had to kill all the trash again because it respawned. That was before they nerfed it to where it takes it 4 hours for all that crap to come back. We were well on our we were about friendly and a half by the time that was done. And the second or third night we had just some of us had barely hit honored and we got our belt. So yeah, we got that done within a week.
Crazy.
So it'll probably take us a little bit longer, but whatever. I mean, I had a good time just learning the trash and just kind of, you know, having fun.
Did you guys get any recipes or BOEs to drop? I forgot to ask.
Sadly, no. No, nothing dropped, sadly. We did a couple pulls on Shanix for lols. I mean, obviously, with 9 people, we kind of went into it knowing, you know, he's not going to go down. But it was, I think for me and probably for a lot of people, the best way to learn a fight is to really see it. Like videos, explanations, dungeon journals, they only do so much. You have to see it in action. You have to see the abilities to know how to react. You have to know exactly what Deadly Boss Mods is going to say if you use it. And, you know, what the horn sounds like. If it's going to be the little do-do-do or if it's going to go, run away, little girl. Like, you know, you just have to learn all those little things. And it just helps. And, you know, our second pull was probably 3 times as better as the first pull. I mean, the first pull was just LOL wipe. But the second pull, we actually stayed alive a little longer. So it makes me more confident that by the time we get in there again, hopefully with 10 people, we'll have it. So, yeah, just, you know, having fun. I'm really happy there's at least some pity 378s that come with rep, because that's what made us decide to go ahead and try Firelands anyway, even with 9. It was like, well, you know what? We could at least farm the trash and get some 378s, because, you know, getting an entire raid of 9 people or 10 or whatever, a new 378, you have to look at your average item level as a raid. That's going to bump everybody's DPS up. That's going to bump everybody's heal effectiveness and tanking up. I mean, that's just it's huge. So... and it's just going to make every raid you do easier.
Right.
So.
Well, good luck.
Well, thank you. So that was that. Otherwise, I've been working on my alt, my warrior. My warrior is level 83 now. So she's in the Mists of Uldum, also known as the best part of Cataclysm. And she's probably about, 83 and a half. So I've been having fun doing the Prot Warrior stuff. Haven't been running dungeons because my guildies haven't really been on. I'm hoping to kind of get to that tonight. So... that's pretty much been it. It's been my warrior and my main, just otherwise trying to make money with my main because I did spend 3,000 gold on the Phoenix. So I had to make some of that back. So that was my week in WoW.
Congrats.
Thanks. Extifer, how was your week in WoW?
My week in WoW was not a week in WoW. And there you go.
All right.
Last week, you know, I think I talked about going in and playing the Little Big Planet WoW level, or maybe it was the week before that. I had a WoW nightmare, but this week, nothing that had to do with WoW, unless I was researching news, but whatever.
All right, well, speaking of news, it's your turn to bring us the news for this week. Let's go to Extifer with the news.
Okay. And we already talked about it a little bit already. But there isn't much in the way to report in terms of the news this week, except
because last week was a big effing deal.
Exactly. So what I will talk about is that they did do a preview of the Darkmoon Fair new islandy area, which, you know, looks kind of cool, I guess. And there's a lot of different things to do on the island. They have a big preview if you go to the main World of Warcraft community website, then you'll be able to look at that. I don't know if you guys looked at it already.
I've only read the reports. I didn't look at the official website yet. So I know about some of the little mini games and stuff, but I didn't look if there was more pictures or whatever.
Yeah, it just looks kind of like they're really driving home the fair thing. And there's going to be new, I guess, currency and... I don't know. It'll be
what the F am I going to do with my old Darkmoon Fair tickets? I don't know if I should hang on to them or dump them because there's no point.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Hmm.
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at some of these pictures. Oh, this looks okay. So you got like the little vehicles fighting in one of those games. Looks like they're shooting targets and stuff. And then that must be the PvP arena.
Yeah, there's like it says Dark Moon Deathmatch. Like any good carnival, the Dark Moon has a shady side. Mm-hmm. You can leave the skilled labor to the suckers and go for a faster score instead. If you got minerals, the Dark Moon Deathmatch offers an experience unparalleled since the Guru Bashi Arena. Pitmaster Pai has a big old treasure chest brimming with goodies, Dark Moon Fair, blah, 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 blah. Looks like there's going to be a death match and there's going to be a new version of the Gurubashi Arena.
I was going to say, it sounds like they're just making a new Gurubashi Arena, but that's nice that PvPers have something kind of new. Like, I wonder what the rewards will be in there, but that'll be kind of fun. You know, if you go to Gurubashi Arena now, like, nobody's ever there because nobody really, I mean, the tokens that you get there is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's an achievement. So once in a while, you have people going for their achievements, but if you go late at night, there'll probably be nobody else going for it. So I know that's what I did, is I did Gurubashi Arena one night, and I was the only one there. So
gotcha.
But this is going to be very interesting, because if the loot in there is something really worth having, like let's say some of these new pets or something are only in that chest, it's going to be on, especially with the PvP crowd. And I wonder if this could possibly mean a new PvP arena. You know, we talked a lot a couple weeks ago about, is it time for WoW to get a new PvP battleground? Well, maybe not, because they just had a couple new ones. But we didn't even entertain the notion that, oh, hey, you know, maybe it's time to have a new freaking arena.
Yeah, exactly.
And that could be interesting.
Yeah. It appears, I'm reading more, there's going to be artifacts that you can get that have to do with the Darkmoon Fair. They'll be all over the world. I'm not sure if that has
like archaeology.
Archaeology,
yeah, it must.
It doesn't say anything about it.
Oh, it must. It must. They always talked about how they want archaeology to be able to be expanded real quick.
Yep. So, I don't know. It seems kind of like a cool thing. I mean, hey, you know, more content.
No
so
one cur cool. about the Darkmoon Fair right now. I mean, it's just been
yeah,
just there. Just pop.
It seems like Darkmoon Fair is only really relevant at the start of a brand new paid expansion.
Right.
Because I guess in Wrath, they had item level 200, which at the time was epic, you know, trinkets. And the Volcano card, the 359 intellect card from this Cataclysm deck is still best in slot for you, even through Raidlands. So everyone at the start of expansion likes the fair for the trinkets, but then it's like, for all of the crazy rep and mount farming I've done in the year and a half that I've played, Darkmoon Fair is the one thing that I've never given a shit about. Like, I've never, like, when it was at Stormwind, I looked at the tents and I looked at the little quests for the rep, and it's like, go to Silithus and get 100 vials of scorpion blood, and I was like, no, fuck you, I'm not doing that, and I never looked back.
Yep.
Darkmoon's Fair is badly needed a makeover, but
yeah.
I feel like now that I'm hearing this news, I'm kind of thinking, didn't Blizzard say they were going to do the Darkmoon Fair over again? Because there's a part of me that's like, oh, I thought they said they were going to do this, but there's another part of me that's like, gosh, this really came out of nowhere. Like, and this is, now that they're saying they're doing it, you kind of go, yeah, we needed a new Darkmoon Fair. This is awesome.
I think that they've hinted that they would like to do something about it, and because they, you know, like they answer any question is like, we'd like to do something. So it's like the character, new character skins that they brought up again this week, where they're like, we would like to do that something with the, you know, the skins or whatever, but you know, our time is limited. Blah 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 blah. And it's like the same answer over and over.
I have a weird feeling that's going to be Mists of Pandaria's thing. I think
I have this weird feeling too.
I have this weird feeling the long-awaited character upgrades are going to be Mists of Pandaria, but
yeah,
we'll see. It's just
we'll
a hunch.
See. It's pretty cool. And so basically, the Dark Moon Island will only be accessible, you know, for that week of the month that the Dark Moon Fair usually, you know, runs. So just so you know, it's not going to be something you go to all the time. So it'll be kind of a nice treat monthly, I guess. And so the next thing on my list, actually, there's one thing that's like not WoW related, but it's Diablo 3. They just updated something on they just basically made a new Diablo 3 community site. And it says that you can create your like beta forum avatar or whatever, you know, like your nickname, so that when you post, you can post on the Diablo 3 forums. It all is coming up to, you know, Diablo 3 betas coming soon still. We'll see when soon is, but I think it's probably coming within the next few weeks. Otherwise, the other thing that has to do with WoW and Diablo and BlizzCon is the fact that they confirmed that the new in-game item from BlizzCon is Mercablo, which is a Diablo-themed Murloc, which to me doesn't really... I mean, we had the Murloc the Deathwing-themed Murloc last year, and the Deathwing-themed Murloc like breathed fire, and Mercablo breathes fire. That's all I know. So I don't understand really what's significantly different about this one, except for the skin, but we'll see. And that's it for the news.
All right. Oh, that's fine. I still think the Dark Moon Fair was a pretty big bombshell today. I mean, I'm reading about all these little, like, not to go back to the old news, but I am, since it's the only news, really. I mean, Mercablo, whatever. But this, I'm kind of going, like, I'm very interested in all these mini games they're putting in. There's a part of me that kind of goes, this sounds so Facebook-y gamey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they're talking about Whack-a-Mole and Tonk Battle Royale and Ring Toss and all this stuff, Shooting Gallery. I mean, these all sound like little mini games, like what I'd play on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
in a way. But it's clearly in the WoW engine from the screenshots. You can clearly see in this one screenshot, like almost like your mini bar turns into a Dark Moon Fair special bar.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that doesn't really look like anything else in the game. That's a very interesting little bar.
They recreated Plants vs. Zombies in the WoW engine, so they can do a lot of different stuff if they want.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that'll be kind of interesting. Except the other interesting thing is that, you know, again, Dark Moon Fair is only 1 week out of the month. So you only get to experience all this new stuff for a very brief time.
Right.
Which I find also interesting.
But it'll keep people coming back, I think, like, every single time there is, if there's something you're focused on getting, maybe,
right.
You know, without having to grind endlessly for weeks, you're going in for 1 week out of the month, you know, mm-hmm. and then on top of that, hopefully all the other new content keeps you going for a little bit of time. Oh, one thing, by the way, that came out from, I think maybe Gamescom, but I'm not sure. Somebody can correct me about this, but I think that, I'm pretty sure Blizzard said that the new raid, Deathwing raid, that's coming in 4.3 is not going to be gated. So everything will be available just right out of the patch. So you won't be doing like we did with the Lich King, which was grind, you know, get bosses down, and then another week comes and a new wing opens. You know, it'll be just everything's available right away. So that's another sign that they're really trying to get this expansion done with and ready for the next one.
All right. So. All right, well, that's going to do it for the news. Let's move into the topic of the week. Every week here on Horde House, we like to discuss a certain topic and ask a question. We invite your responses on Twitter at twitter.com/Horde House or via email. Our email is hordehousepodcast@gmail.com. So this week's topic of the week, what storyline would you like to see more of or expanded in the game? Kind of a lore related question this week. You know, we see the Dark Moon Fair coming back and being, I guess, somewhat relevant again. So what storyline in the lore do you want to see more of or expanded in the game? Salacious Pop, we'll start with you.
Is this for like the antagonist of the next expansion, if or you, can it be anything?
It can pretty much be anything. We're open-ended.
I guess whatever's up with the Burning Legion, because we haven't seen them since the Burning Crusade. And Sargeras, who's the Titan dude that created them, I don't think people would want an entire expansion full of demons again, but he's pretty much the only big bad left aside from Lich King and Deathwing, who obviously were killing, you know, this expansion that's sort of left.
All right.
So Sargeras and the Burning Legion.
All right. My answer would be probably I got to work a Karazhan thing into it somehow, because you know I love me some Karazhan. I don't want to see necessarily like a carbon copy of Karazhan come back. I mean, it would have to be redone a little bit to not feel exactly the same. But there's also a part of me that wants those longstanding rumors about upside down Karazhan to be true, like in a nod to Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Remember those old rumors about there being an upside down Karazhan? I would love to see that. I have no idea how that fits into the lore. But I just want it.
So, that'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. Otherwise, I want more Oldham, or I want more more long, annoying cutscenes.
Right. Okay.
I would also like to see more. I think from the Alliance perspective, we really got kind of shafted on the Thrall quest line towards the end of it. So I would kind of like to see. I kind of want to see the resolution of that. And I mean, I guess the Horde got resolution, but I would like to see kind of more. What else comes of that? I mean, there's got to be more to that. And I think we're liking Agra as a supporting character. At least I know I am. I would like to see kind of more of what happens with that, perhaps in 4-3. Maybe there'll be another quest chain that kind of explains what happens next.
Or there'll be a book that explains it all.
Yeah, probably more than anything, I'm sure.
You want to go to their in-game wedding?
Well, the Alliance didn't get to.
Oh, does Horde side get to do
that?
I
think Horde sees the wedding.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Shows what I know.
Yeah. All right. Extifer.
I think that the Draenei got kind of shafted, even in Burning Crusade, where the expansion was supposed to be all about Draenei and Blood Elves. Their story was kind of like brushed aside for the Blood Elf lore, like, you know, Kael'thas and all that stuff. I'd like to see more about the Draenei, like them being more fleshed out, and you know, maybe a visit back to Outlands would be able to shed light on that. That's something that a lot of people want as well. As far as like end game, I think that I would love to see just something brand new and not done before, but if they were going to expand on anything that we've already seen, you know, as soon as there's been enough time that passes, I think they should go back to the Lich King because of the new Lich King and see what's going on there.
All right. Good answers, folks. Let's see what everybody on Twitter has to say about that. Twitter.com/Horde House. Be sure to send us a tweet or an email, hordehousepodcast@gmail.com for next week. Of course, you can always email us or tweet us about anything, and I want to go to the emails and tweets right now. So let's go to the tweets. I am looking at some of the tweets from Peeker Uno, who, of course, was on the show a few weeks ago, but he always does the live blog. And looking at the live blog, of course, the topic of the week last week, what is the first piece of armor that you are going to transmogrify? And Picaruno says, my helm to a tier 4 druid, antlers for the win. And he goes on to say, much like Extifer, tier 4 was my first raid experience. Good memories.
Yep.
So the antlers on the druid are pretty awesome, I gotta say.
They look so stupid on a worgen, and I'm so upset.
Aww.
On a night elf, they look pretty awesome, antlers of Malorn, but I put her put on my, you know, she's a Worgen now. And I'm like, that looks kind of dumb, but I don't like it.
Of course, Worgen weren't in the game when those initial, you know, antlers went into place. Maybe if you transform into a human, they'll look better. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a big fat chicken for most of my reading encounters anyway, so it's not like it matters that much to me.
You kind of get shafted with the whole transmogrify thing. At least you get the weapon.
Well, they finally came out with a costume trinket that will work through Moonkin form, which is the Leara's locket, where you're the little flame druid.
Oh, that's cool.
You can use that as a Moonkin and still have your Moonkin abilities.
Oh.
But otherwise, costumey stuff, it's like, eh, we're fat, we don't care, it doesn't work on us.
Well, maybe, I mean, if they redo skins for the next expansion, maybe they'll say more about druid skins, because I know a lot of people want Moonkin, updated Moonkin form.
Yeah.
So.
Lectonix tweets us, saying, why the fuck do people keep bitching about the dance studio? It's not like it would do anything but waste time.
I never really cared about for the dance studio. So I'm right there with you.
No, I have to disagree, strongly disagree. And here's the whole thing.
Why?
Play a female dwarf and do the dance and tell me you don't need a dance studio.
Okay, but how many times do you, even if you like your dance, do you just dance?
In pictures. Like, whenever our guild gets a kill on a boss, my favorite thing to do is take my top off and dance.
Okay.
So I want my dwarf to be able to do the blood elf dance.
Okay, well.
She's sexy.
How do we know that the dance studio would teach us other races dances?
We don't. We're just assuming, yeah. But it'll be kind of cool. Maybe right. They just at the end of the day couldn't figure it out. Like, I really have a feeling it's not coming. And maybe Blizzard kind of sided with our tweeter that what's the point? Like, it'll get used a couple times for LOLs, and then when do people really use the dance?
Yeah, why are they going to race all of their resources?
What are people going to do on mailboxes for tips?
I don't know.
Moving on to another tweet. Oh, Salacious Pop, are you going to say something?
I said, City of Heroes has a nightclub. It's called Pocket D. And it's, you know, hardly anyone ever goes there. And it's cross-factions. You can actually chat with villain and heroes, you know, cross-server in there. And they have 12 different dances where if you do slash dance, like 9, it's a different dance. But, like, you know, another MMO's already done it. No one uses it there. So I don't know why WoW would need to bother with it.
All right. I don't know. I still kind of want the dance studio. F the haters. Anyhow, Peeker Uno tweets us saying, talk about Disneyland in this week's show. Fuck WoW. Nobody plays that anymore anyway. Well, that's kind of funny because we did already talk about Disneyland. But I will. Okay, I'll quickly ask the cast and crew. Favorite Disneyland ride? Extifer.
Favorite Disneyland ride? Yes. Can I do California Adventure?
Sure, why not?
Okay, Tower of Terror.
Why Tower of Terror?
Because I think it's like the most well produced ride ever, and I like the ending to it. So,
all right.
Yay.
Salacious Pop.
I would say the California Screamin', whatever it is, the Roarin' Over California. I don't know.
The roller coaster?
The roller coaster.
That's California Screamin'.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Soarin' Over California, which is that they're IMAX movie whole thing. So, okay. And then my favorite ride would be the teacups, of course, at night. But at night. It's very important. Teacups at night. Spin till you barf. Email from Phantomus2011. A bunch of my friends started playing Rift this week as they feel burnt out in WoW. Did 4.2 fail for casuals? Daily grind fest.
Oh.
Well, I don't I don't know if I consider myself casual or hardcore. I mean, I do have this podcast. I play a lot of WoW. But 4.2 like gave me that extra rating tier that 4.1 badly needed to bring me. And so for me it totally brought me back. But I also have just barely enough people in my social guild that we all can kind of do that together. But if like 5 people in my guild suddenly said, fuck this game, we're going to go play Rift, I don't know. I might be inclined to go follow. But I tried Rift and I don't know. I couldn't really super get into it. And I can't put my finger on it. Like, I like a lot of what they're doing. Maybe I kind of didn't like the social interface, for one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Maybe I wasn't playing with the right people. And I didn't like that those Rift events were always freaking happening.
I think that I didn't like it because I felt like even though the graphics were apparently a lot better and everything, like, I felt they were really muddy to me, and it just felt kind of generic to me. So I did, you know, I was only playing it in beta, but I was just like, you know what, I don't like it enough to buy it.
I talked about my affair with Rift earlier on the show when there was a sale on Steam, but I don't know, I couldn't get into it long term. Like, if it was like Guild Wars where I could go back at any time without having to pay for a month, I'd probably play it more.
Mm-hmm.
Totally would. Salacious Pop, anything you want to add to that?
Rift was very punishing on my computer, and it actually made me realize, yes, Alan, your computer is 3-ish years old plus, because I had to get Rift to run, especially with those stupid world events where you've got 30 or 40 people in sort of a mini raid trying to close this Rift. I had to have my graphics settings literally, you know, shoved down the toilet to get, you know, a decent frame rate. And it was like, well, it runs smoothly. I'm not enough of a stickler for graphics to where I'm going to, you know, pitch a fit about that. But I'm like, this game does not look like the way that the designers would prefer that I see it. Like, everything was turned off. So that kind of hampered the experience for me.
Not to turn this into like a total doggy on Rift thing, because that wasn't really the question. Let's go back to the kind of the root question. There was, did 4.2 work for casuals? Salacious Pop, what do you think?
The dailies are a great way to make money. There's a new mount. There's an achievement farm. I don't really know what their definition of casual is or what a casual is looking for, but I think there's a lot of content there. There's a lot to do even without the raid.
Yeah, it's for single player. I think so too.
Yeah, I think it was enough for a casual that's into the game right now. I mean, it wasn't enough to keep me, but I think that a lot of people, you know, like to do the daily quests and like to build their progression, and there's progression in daily quests, so you know, they can have their, you know, cake and eat it too. And then of course the fact that they nerfed the raid, so if a lot of casuals want to kind of get their feel on a raid in this expansion, they could go do that without feeling like they're chipping at a brick wall. So
all right, one more tweet from Flacco Jones. I'm totally making my Shadow Priest weapon to look like that awesome sickle from Ehun, which I'm glad I saved. Oh, that's a good point. That Frost Lord Ehun sickle that he drops, not particularly useful unless maybe PvP, but that's going to be great for transmogrification. I wish I'd had one too. Although I guess I can't really use them as Pally, but whatever.
Whatever.
Let's go to emails. We have just a couple emails tonight. HordeHousePodcast@gmail.com. Our first email comes to us from Unsigned, and I can't remember who this belongs to. I apologize. But it goes like this. I think I will transmog that pimp hat that drops from Strat. Can you really do... I guess you could, because it has stats on it. I guess if it matches... Because
I think there are several hats that qualify as pimp hats, because there's different colored ones. There's like a purple one and a green one.
There's a tailoring one you can do. Leatherworking, actually. But it's cloth, I think. I'm trying to remember. It might have been leather. But yeah, there's several pimp hats in the game, so I'm sure we're going to see lots of those.
Oh, yeah.
I want my character to have a pimp hat. She's a pimp. On a side note, you should make a Peeker Uno soundboard, because that man's voice makes me melt, LOL.
I agree.
I'm sure we'll see a blush in a live blog. All right, let's go to another email from Flacco Jones. Last email tonight. This email...
You say that as if we didn't just get a tweet from Flacco.
I know, right? Well, look, if you've listened to more than one episode of Horde House, you know that Flacco Jones is going to tweet us. He's going to email us, and that's okay.
Exactly.
He's the number one fan of the show. All right. Yeah. This email is kind of inspired by another listener's tweet. I know Rob loved 4.2 because he got to raid finally. Oh, this must be on the Phantomist tweet. But isn't the typical EP measuring WoW player going to not give a crap about rating half a year later than the so-called elite players? I just don't think you can measure up with Wrath's instantly accessible raids for all, which I still stand by as the reason WoW reached its highest popularity. That's the email. I agree with you and I disagree with you. I agree with you that there should have been more instantly accessible raids like Wrath, and I think Wrath was done pretty darn well, all things considered. I disagree with you where that the EP measuring WoW player doesn't have anything. They have the freaking Firelands, and the heroic fights there are pretty terrible. I mean, in difficulty, what I mean, of course. Of course you had those guilds that tore through it in a week, but that's always going to happen. Blizzard could make these things near damn impossible, and somebody's going to tear through it in a couple weeks, because that's just how it is. But let's be real. If it's too difficult, then nobody ever beats it, and you just have the Sunwell all over again. Where what, 1% of players ever even like saw the Sunwell?
It was relevant, yeah.
So I think it's a tricky balance for Blizzard, but I think, yeah, the EP measuring WoW player might not care about some of that other stuff War 2 added, but they got a whole new raid with 7 new bosses. That's that's more than Tournament of Champions gave us. It may not be as good as Ulduar, but I would say Firelands is certainly better than like Tournament of Champions, Ruby Sanctum, even some of the Wrath raids, right?
The legendary stuff is pretty involved. So if a hardcore raiding guild is like, all right, let's get one or two of these things for our mage and for our warlock, that is a commitment. So as a hardcore guild, that's a lot of work that you got to do to get your cloffy that freaking staff, if that's something that is a priority to the guild. So that's absolutely something for them to focus on. It takes almost 3 months to build just one of them, I think. It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I really hope the next expansion, Pandaria or whatever the fuck it is, has some type of entry level raid, you know, that's more on the difficulty of like regular heroics or something. That, you know, even if it's just like 3 bosses, like, and not the freaking PvP area boss, like something that, you know, a robust raid that will make guilds like mine feel accomplished and give us something to run in 2 hours on a Monday night, you know?
I think they will.
I think they've learned
kind of learned their lesson with Cataclysm. They keep learning their lesson with each expansion, really. But I think they felt like they went too far with the easiness in Wrath, and so they were like, no, we're going to make it so hard with Cataclysm, and you know, people leaving and everything. And maybe that's not all, you know, attributes to the worse. Or that I'm not worse, but like harder rating, but it certainly may have a correlation. So I don't know. I think they won't do that again. I just think that they've learned their lesson with that.
All right.
In Wrath, correct me if I'm wrong, you could get a 4-piece tier 9 just from running dungeons and getting your badges, right?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't, because I think with Cataclysm, Blizzard is like, if you want, like, there's no reason for someone to have a 4-piece bonus unless they raid, which is why Head and Shoulders, you have to kill Nefarian or Cho'Gall. And that's not really something they did in Wrath, right?
Right.
They got rid of that, because that was a Burning Crusade thing, where you needed the Head and Shoulders from a boss.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of people were used to the fact that you could get 4-piece, even if you never set foot in a raid in Wrath, and it really spoiled the player base.
Right. And I think people began to expect things like that. And I don't know. I think that...
And the EP player probably didn't like that.
No. And I think that we're going to start, or at least, you know, continue to see Blizzard paying less attention to the more hardcore crowd, because they only make up a small percentage of the game. So, you know, they obviously want to cater to where the money is. And I don't think it'd be very wise for them to keep doing that. I don't think. If I'm not saying that you should be able to get 4-piece without raiding, but I mean, certainly make it accessible to the guilds that are raiding, you know, that are more of a casual, you know, friend group. I think that would be the best that they could do.
All right. Well, that does it for emails, and that does it for tweets. And you know what that means, believe it or not. We're not even in an hour, but that does it for the show. We're done.
Right on.
Oh, well. Some weeks there's going to be a lot to talk about. Some there's not. I feel like, though, we've disappointed the crowd tonight. There's been a lack of penis jokes. Are you doing okay, Extifer?
I'm doing great. I just don't have penis jokes in me today.
Do you have any booby jokes, maybe?
I think that if you have man boobs, you should go get a breastectomy or whatever that is.
A mastectomy or whatever?
There you go.
Or no, there's know. Another, there's no, that's not it. Cause that's what they do for like breast cancer treatment. If it's very severe.
Yes, you should just remove.
No, I can't
actually
remember the name of it.
Remove yourself from the world. Because
oh, stop.
You're just...
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, why can't I remember the name of it? Yeah, but wait a minute, though, Extifer. How much weight have you lost in the past year?
I've lost over 100 pounds.
So didn't you have moobies before? I mean, those 100 pounds had to go somewhere.
Every fat guy has moobies.
So don't tell people who have moobies to go do something.
No, I'm saying
drastic.
If you're like, if you're not fat and you have moobies.
Extifer.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Anyhow. That's going to do it for another episode of Horde House. Thank you guys for being here. Salacious Pop, thank you for coming in and filling in tonight.
No problem. My pleasure as always.
And have fun with WoW this week, and hopefully you get up to 3 of 7 very soon.
Yep.
Any final thoughts for listeners tonight?
No.
All right.
Boring.
Extifer. Oh, I guess I should do my final thought. My final thought tonight is... I'm going to ride the teacups in like 3 days. I'm super happy. And you're not. Bye.
Yay.
Extifer, your final thought.
My final thought is penis.
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 It almost sounds like with the Skype robot sound, it almost sounds like heinous. It sounds like you're saying heinous penis.
Yeah, heinous penis.
That's what I'm going to name.
My final thought.
That's going to be the name of my death metal band. Heinous penis. All right, good night, everybody. We'll see you next
good
week.
Good night.
On the best little Horde House in Azeroth. Bye-bye.
Bye.